God bless you, Sister Sheila Silver. Thank you, woman of God, for your seed of 5511. And I know that you've been blessed by the word of the Lord that I've already given you for my part as you listen to what God has spoken to thee in that audio prophecy. I want you to begin to listen to the word that was spoken to you live on the conference call so that you can rehearse it and let it sit in your spirit. The Lord says some things that you've been dreaming about and believing about is about to come about. For this is a season. And this is an hour of new opportunities. God's going to do some miracles surrounding children. Something surrounding children. God is going to do a miracle. Pray for them. Lift them up and anoint children, even grandchildren. Okay, I see a birth of a child around you as well, too. No woman of God, that God is increasing thee, and he's blessing the works of your hands. Now listen to the word that was spoken to you live on the conference call. Let us not break this divine prophetic connection.
Prophetess Shovel, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Sheila Silver, who has documented her seed?
Sister Silver, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying, God called you a seer and a great woman of prayer and faith. The Lord begins to stir up the gifts that you have in you. He's going to begin to stir you up. And I just see you in your studies, and I just see your hungering and thirst after his righteousness. So get ready, woman of God, for the visitation that's about to come to you, and that is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Silva. I hear Father God says to tell you that he is your comforter. He's your comforter in this season. For Father God says, grow not weary in your well-doing, woman of God, for there's a great blessing and a great joy coming to your life. For I hear Father God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I do hear Father God says, this is the season. Woman of God, he's going to tell you, God says, cast out thy net. God says, cast out thy net. For God says, you're going to cast out thy net, and there's going to be a restoration and a transformation in thy household. And I see Father God says, he's making you fisher of men. For Father God says, woman of God, are you in ministry?
Yes, ma'am.
Father God says, you're casting out your net in this season, and there's a new fresh wind blowing upon you in this season.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Greater should be thy latter years than your former years. And I hear Father God says, there has been a test before the blessing. It's everything, every wind, every area has been shaken in your life. But, oh, Father God says, it's only a test. And Father God says, you're in the blessing. For Father God says, he's making you fisher of men. And I just hear Father God says, prophetess Sheila, come forth, for there's a restoration word and a transformative word in your mouth for the congregation and the people of God, and that is the word of the Lord. Hey, hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you, woman of God. Father God says, worry not, fret not, fear not, for great things are at hand, and that is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, woman of God. And woman of God, I don't know what you're doing with land or property. Are you doing something with land or property right now?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Father God is speaking to me about land and property. Are you doing something with land and property right now?
No.
Had you desired a church building, or had you been looking into a church building or something of that nature?
No.
Okay, well, woman of God, Father God is speaking to me about land and property. And
thank
Father
you,
God
Lord.
Says, should be your latter years than your former years. What is this? Was there something with an inheritance or something with land and property? Father God is speaking to me about land and property.
Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. You know, the word blessed me tonight that the bishop brought forth, because my father's name was Isaac.
Hey!
And it was just such a blessing. It was such a blessing to hear that word. It's a story behind it. I won't go into it now, but there was an inheritance that I did not receive. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. And well, I have yeah. been wanting to move.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been wanting to move.
Yeah.
And it's been like the last 3 years I've been wanting to move.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Undelible Shaka. Well, woman of God, you're going to have the opportunity. And I will say this to you. You're one that needs to set up that one-on-one with Bishop and I, because God says inheritance has not been lost, it has been gained and multiplied. And
Holy.
Father God said, this season of restoration and transformation, even within thy family in this season, and whatever
Holy.
This is, that the seemingly, well, I want to say soul, but whatever happened or misplaced, whatever happened with this inheritance, Father God says, just go do your paperwork, woman of God.
Holy.
Go do your homework. Because Father God says, what he promised you, he's going to deliver.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So
Thank
I would
you.
Encourage, if you have to make that pledge to have the one-on-ones with Bishop, begin to do so and just begin to give toward it. Because Father God says that there's a walkthrough process. There's a clearing that's taking place even in the family in this season. And it's going to, and God calls it blessed. So woman of God, begin to press in and press on for what God has for you. And you can begin to set up your process, because there's a process that God is going to walk you through. And you're not going to miss a blessing. You're going to create the possibilities and create more blessings. And
Thank
that
you.
Is the word of the Lord.